Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to The Fan. Lori Rubenson here with you. The Rangers win 4-2 and sweep the Washington Capitals. A sweep is oh so hard to do, but the Rangers jump out to an early lead. Shesterkin does the job, and now they clinch the series. To talk about the Rangers game four, the sweep, and maybe start to look ahead, we bring in Molly Walker from the New York Post, a beat writer, covers the Rangers. Hey, Molly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lori?
I'm kind of fired up tonight between Knicks and Rangers. I'm very fired up. But let's start with talking about just a sweep in general. There was only one sweep in the Stanley Cup playoffs all last season. So, you know, when you get into a situation for a sweep, usually one team just that backs against the wall, super desperation. What does it say about this Rangers team that they were able to pull off the sweep?
As Vincent Trocheck said, it just proves that they're a good hockey team. But at the end of the day, this was really a continuation of the regular season for the Rangers. I mean, and a complete role reversal of 2011, if you think about it. You know, the Rangers, you know, were the team regular season. And the Capitals were the number one seed in the East, and it was a role reversal here. But it was kind of the expectation that the Rangers were going to have this series in the bag, and it does say a lot about them that they were able to do that, because if you look, you mentioned, you know, how difficult it is to win a series in four games. They were one of three teams who went up 3-0 in the
right
series, and they were the only ones that were able to do it. So, you know, everybody just keeps questioning, you know, is this really the best team in the NHL? And everything that they've done so far has said so.
I thought also, and I've said this on air to my listeners, is that I watched the beginning of this game, and then I've been on the radio here since 9 p.m., and it's hard to both focus on doing a radio show. I have the game on in the studio, but you have, like, one eye on it. So, full disclosure on that, but I thought the beginning of the game was interesting to me. And in some ways, maybe like a microcosm for this series, which is immediate turnover. Nick Jensen, within the first minute of this game, turns the puck over, and right away, Kaapo Kakko scores, and Rangers are up 1-0. And then you come back, and seconds later, Zibanejad turns the puck over, bad turnover. And suddenly, there's the Capitals with their chance, and there, Shesterkin, you know, Igor stops. And I just, to me, it just felt like right there in that sequence, there is a level of confidence that the Rangers have right now with Igor in net that is just a massive, massive, you know, difference in this series.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Igor will take this team as far as they'll go. It's no secret that goaltending has been a specialty weapon for the Rangers over the last few years now. And Igor is always a factor that will, you know, keep the Rangers in this series. But you're right to a degree. It definitely, you know, I think the last two games, the Capitals did score first, but I feel like the Rangers really capitalized on the Capitals' mistakes whenever they could. And at the same time, special teams was the other major difference maker in this series. I mean, that was the number one storyline in this series, if you're asking me. The way that the Rangers' specialty teams, power play and penalty kill, were able to just take care of business on a nightly basis and be a difference maker for them was absolutely huge. And like Peter Laviolette mentioned today, or after the game in his press conference, that's how it's been all year for them, honestly. Mm-hmm. The special teams have not lost a beat since the calendar flipped to the playoffs, and that'll be a key for them down the stretch, 100%.
Yeah, and power play obviously has been really good, and again in this game, but in this series as a whole, I thought the penalty kill is just devastating. Like, for another team, like, you're on, you know, you should have the advantage here. And it just feels like, you know, the Rangers almost, you know, you don't want a penalty, but it just feels like there is an emotional shift that happens when the Rangers are killing off these penalties time after time that, I don't know, are the players almost feeding off of, like, yeah, there's another situation and we have the upper hand.
Absolutely, and I think the fact that the Rangers have so many penalty killers who also double on the power play is what makes them so effective in specialty teams, because they're able to think as power play players and what they're looking for, and they're able to exploit that. I mean, if I'm an opponent and I see Chris Kreider and Mika Zibanejad coming out shorthanded, I'm scared. I am honestly, I can imagine that an opponent is almost thinking a little bit more defensively when those two are out at this point, at the way that the Rangers PK has been going. It's really unlike anything I've ever seen, the way that they are able to threaten offensively while they're shorthanded, two shorthanded goals in this series, two big shorthanded goals in this series. And it really is something to marvel at. It's a really special layer to this Rangers team that they have going on right now.
Is there anything, you followed the team obviously all season, and they win the President's Trophy, you know, number one team in the regular season, but there's always those questions that are going to be there of, well, that was the regular season, but how is this team going to hold up for the Stanley Cup playoffs? And it's just one series, but is there anything that you learned about this team or any particular playoffs down the stretch and through this first round that is something that sort of evolved or that struck you that is, you know, versus like, okay, here's how they were in the regular season, but I'm even seeing something more from somebody's game?
I honestly, for me, Lori, it's really been a continuation of the regular season, and the Rangers had such a good regular season that they were able to do that. In terms of the President's Trophy, it's just like you said, they haven't thought about it once. I think that what the President's Trophy and earning the number one seed in the East and winning the Metropolitan Division crown, I think what that did for this Rangers team is validate the regular season that they had and validate how they know that they can attack these playoffs. And if anything, it was just a confidence and a something for their mental psyche to take into these playoffs, because otherwise they've left the regular season in the past and it's just been a continuation for them. So it's a factor and it's not, but I think that this Rangers team really did feel validated by the regular season. And if you think of what they've gone through in the last few years, it was something that they needed. It was something that they are going to benefit from, I think, just to have their heads in the right place and have, you know, the confidence that they're going to need going on for the rest of the playoffs. And you could arguably say that the second round is when it's really going to begin for them. I mean, the Capitals, you know, no team is easy to beat in the National Hockey League, but this was supposed to happen.
Yep.
You know, this is what was supposed to happen, and it happened. So there's no taking away from the fact that they were able to make it happen. But you could arguably say that the real work begins now.
Yeah, step up in weight class in the next round. That should be significant. Talking to Molly Walker, covers the Rangers for the New York Post. And as I think back to, I don't know, Rangers teams of the past in my brain, and at times if they've struggled in the playoffs, there have been times where I've thought, all right, one of the shortcomings was need to be better on faceoffs and can't be having that be a problem. For this Rangers team, so that's been a strength of this team, and in particular, just the impact that Vincent Trocheck is having on this team and faceoffs, and in this series, I don't know, I think it was something like over 70%.
Over 70%,
yep. It's insane. Like, when does anybody have that level, and what impact is that having as a trickle-down to the entire team?
Well, I'll tell you, the Rangers haven't had a guy like that in a while, so it's been huge for them. I mean, honestly, it's funny when you mention face-offs, two things. One, as it pertains to Vincent Trocheck, and one just in terms of face-offs in general. I was actually just saying to my colleague Larry Brooks about how funny it is. Every time we've gone on the road, every single opposing media, member has asked about the face-offs, because that has been one of the number one storylines for the Rangers this season, is their complete turnaround in the circles. And, at the end of the day, face-offs are what win you, you win possession. That's how you win possession. And the other layer to that is, this is the first Rangers team in a while, as I've gathered from the players in the room, who have set face-off plays, which is kind of crazy to think about, that they weren't doing that in the past. But they're doing it now, and it's very evident. And as it pertains to Vincent Trocheck, face-offs are literally just one of many things that this guy has brought to this Rangers team since he signed as a free agent. As Peter Laviolette had said it so poetically, so I'm going to reiterate it, he touches every single part of their game, if you think about it. PK, power play, face-off. He's on the most dominant line that they've had in a while. He brings so much, and face-offs really is just such a small part of it, but probably the most impressive part because of how much the Rangers have been missing that in recent years.
Yeah, another aspect, again, when I think back on, I don't know, years where the Rangers did not get to where they wanted to in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I wouldn't call the team soft, but I think that Zibanejad and others, they were maybe more high talent finesse type of players. And I look at this team and the combination of, through the trade deadline, and whether that's, Wennberg and Roslovic, and then also the emergence of Matt Rempe. And suddenly this is a Rangers team that has an element of physicality that now is not asking. I had a caller make a good point where, obviously somebody like Chris Kreider has a lot of not just speed but size, but he doesn't have to be the guy. It's not asking the stars to be those physical guys. There are guys now who are taking those roles.
100%. And we could talk all night about Matt Rempe. Honestly, Laurie, we really could. I don't even know where to start when it comes to him. Honestly, it's been such a pleasure to get to know him off the ice, the first starters, because he, at the end of the day, is just a 21-year-old rookie who is reveling in this moment that he has created for himself. But you're right, especially when it comes to the playoffs, that element is so important. And you look at a guy like Alexis Lafreniere, who has that element to his game, but it doesn't always come out. But you find that when he had a guy like Ryan Reeves on his team, when he has a guy like Matt Rempe on his team, he starts to lean into that a little bit more, whether it's just by being more aware of it or feeling empowered by having those guys behind him. And it's just something that affects the entire lineup. It really does. It trickles all the way throughout. But at the end of the day, Matt Rempe is making things happen for the Rangers. He scores the first goal of the Rangers playoffs. You know, that's no fluke. Mm-hmm. And he's got guys like Tom Wilson chasing him around the ice, you know, taking him out of what he does best and what the Capitals need him to do. So it's really important for this Rangers team, and it's been really enjoyable to watch as well.
Yeah, I also think it's, I mean, it's obvious to watch from his very first game when he was called up, and the first few games I was worried for him. You know, obviously every enforcer in the league was asking him to fight, and he was fighting every game, and I was afraid he was going to end up with a concussion and not end up being, you know, being effective. And from that player to your point, Tom Wilson wanted to fight him in many times in this series, and that Rempe, what does it say about him and his role with the team? I was thinking he was maybe one-dimensional enforcer when he first got called up, but that he is now understanding that if he's got a better hockey club here and it's the Stanley Cup playoffs, I don't need to just put my team in a bad situation. For a 21-year-old, like, just how surprising is it to see that level of evolution and maturity in such a short time?
It's not surprising when you hear the commitment that he's made to being better. There's no doubt that, you know, he's had some questionable hits, he's made some questionable moves, but it's all part of the learning process that every single player in the National Hockey League has to go through. He obviously has a different set of obstacles to go through because he's 6'8" and operates at the speed that he does. But he has made a commitment to not only learning, but he's also committed to following instructions as well. My understanding is that he goes into every single game with a game plan that's coming from the coaching staff down. And he is living and breathing by that game plan, because the last thing that he wants to do is be the reason, you know, why he puts his team in a precarious position. So I think he's super aware of it. But at the same time, he's not losing the edge that got him to this point. And that's something that I don't think a lot of people understand, is that when you have an element to your game that you can use to get ahead in this sport and in your career, you have to use it. You have to tap into it. You know, he's 6'8" He can't control that. There's nothing that he can do about it. He was born into it. Mm-hmm. So to say that he has to hit less hard or to skate less fast, you know, because of that fact, is unfair. And if you ask any Rangers fans, it's about time that they had a guy who had this kind of impact and could do to other teams what other teams have done mm-hmm. to them year after year after year. The Rangers, they never get a break with a guy like this. And the best part about it to me is that he's organizationally grown. Yep. This guy has been marinating in the American Hockey League. You know, he's been, you know, Tanner Glass, former Ranger Tanner Glass, has been in his corner the entire time since he's been drafted, just you know, preparing this kid. And, you know, he's just been waiting in the wings. And it kind of came as a surprise, because he did seem so far away from mm-hmm. being NHL ready over the last few years. Mm-hmm. But then this season, just every game in Hartford, he was showing up in headlines. Suddenly, he started really making an impact on the game as itself, not only with his fists, not only through the fights and through the physicality, but through his play. And that's what got him the call. And Peter Laviolette has been doing a rotation of all the young guys, all the guys that have been in the minors, to get a look at everybody. And, you know, when a guy like Matt Rempe comes up, you can't miss him. You just can't miss him. You can't ignore him. And that's how we've gotten here today. And it's made a big difference on this Rangers team.
He's become a folk hero with Ranger fans. There's no doubt about it.
Cult hero is how I described it.
Yeah. And to your point, first goal of the first game of this series, and you could just, the energy in MSG was just palpable when he scores. And it would have been great if anyone scored, but that it was a Rempe goal was just...
It mattered.
Yeah, transformative. The place shakes, all of that. And last one before I let you go. You mentioned the coaching staff having a plan for him in every game, and Peter Laviolette, the Rangers coach, has a Stanley Cup, has won a Stanley Cup as a coach, has been to two others. What advantage does, versus seasons past with Rangers teams, as Ranger fans are dreaming on and using the word 1994 around these parts, what advantage does having a coach like Peter Laviolette give them?
Laurie, he's one of the most detailed coaches that I've ever covered up close. I mean, I know that I've been in this profession for 5 minutes, so that doesn't carry as much weight as it would if my colleague Larry Brooks was saying it, but it's true. He has had such an impact on the way this team goes about their business and the way that they approach their day-to-day schedule, and he set the tone in day one of training camp. And it's just kind of been that way the entire season.
All right. Molly Walker does a fantastic job covering the New York Rangers for the New York Post. You should be following her on social, reading her stuff in the Post. Molly, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks so much, Laurie. Have a good night.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.